Everybody should be riding their seatbelts. That's our safety protocol.
After we buckled up and pulled away from UB's Center for Tomorrow, we're reminded that despite the way it looks on the outside, we're not taking a ride in an ordinary Cadillac SUV.
Autonomous driving.
It said autonomous driving, so the vehicle is capable of telling us that it's actually driving autonomously. No hands, no feet on the pedal either. It's just basically driving itself. It's a nice straight stretch of the road, so just a comfortable ride. Almost boring. You can get some work done, perhaps.
Raj Rajkumar, a professor of electrical and computer engineering at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, is behind the wheel as the vehicle steers itself around a sharp curve and stops at a simulated traffic light.
Traffic lights of the future will actually talk to automated cars and tell us what their status is way ahead of time. Okay? Independent of weather, snow, lake effect snow, does not matter. We know precisely what the traffic light conditions are.
UB researchers are working with Raj Kumar and his colleagues at Carnegie Mellon in developing the state-of-the-art technology.
Just like we use our eyes and ears, it's using lasers, radars, and cameras to sense what's happening around the car. And then there are computers which basically take all the data, process the information, decides what to do.
He also took Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul for a demo ride. Afterwards, Hochul pointed out that the state's year-long pilot program of autonomous vehicles just started last week. She says the goal is to jumpstart the industry at UB and across the state.
New York is already known as the technological and innovation capital. I mean, that's our reputation. So it just makes complete sense that we, first of all, change the laws to allow for this. We did it. Secondly, we need to invest in the R&D going on at the universities. We're doing that. The next part is just to find the ones that are ready to commercialize the product, take it to market, and offer New York State incentives to help make sure that people know that this is the place where we're proud of our transportation legacy and we want to be part of the future.
With most crashes due to driver error, Raj Kumar says the technology will also save lives. The demonstration was part of a national transportation conference being held this week in Buffalo. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.